PPI.org.
Welcome, and thank you for joining Disability and Progress, where we bring you insights into ideas about and discussions on disability topics. If you are listening to us on your smartphone app, good for you. And if you're not and would like to, please remember to go to the App Store and download the KFAI smartphone app, and you can hear us then.
Yes,
if you are listening to us on the podcast, thank you. Otherwise, you can go to kfai.org/disabilityandprogress and you should be able to find all of our podcasts. Hold on a minute.
Yes.
So thank you for joining tonight. We are speaking with several people. We are speaking with Josh Larson. Hello, Josh.
Hi.
And we're speaking with Brian Chung. Hello, Brian.
Yes.
And Joe Lascoto. Did I Lascoto?
Lascoto.
My apologies.
Hey, Josh. Thank you.
Hello, Josh. And also Charlene Dahl is my research woman. Hi, Charlene.
Hi. Sorry, my clock's going off.
We will be speaking tonight, Achieve Services, and also we'll be talking about their band that there was put together called Dance at Your Own Risk. Good. Thank you so much for joining us, guys. Can you please, I would like you to take some turns and give us a little bit of, talk a little bit about you and what your disability is and how you found Achieve Services.
Yeah.
Who wants to start?
Okay, please go.
All right. Josh, go for it.
What did you say again?
So you're Josh Larson. Tell me about you. What's your disability?
I have autism.
Okay. And how did you discover Achieve Services?
Yeah, I found out from Jim Rucker.
Okay. And so let's see, how about you, Brian? Why don't you go ahead?
I do that's your own risk.
Well, you're Brian, and what's your disability?
I do play like little games.
How long have you been at Achieve Services?
Probably about 15 years.
Oh, okay. All right. And Joe,
no, almost.
Mm-hmm. Joe, why don't you tell me a little bit about you and how you got to Achieve Services?
Well, after college, I started at Achieve Services in the late 80s, and I've been working there ever since. And I work as a direct care staff with persons with developmental disabilities. And Achieve itself is a state training and habilitation provider that's located in Blaine, Minnesota. And we've been there for a large number of years. So, I started a very long time ago, but I've had a lot of fun working with a lot of different people. And I've been working with Brian and Josh for a number of years now.
And what does Achieve All do?
Well, Achieve provides training and work opportunities for people with disabilities. We also provide activities and meaningful activities for folks. We're very person-centered planning for people with disabilities, and we try and make sure that people are fulfilling or at least trying to fulfill as much of what they want out of life as we can get.
Yeah, I like the cure. I like the little blue clutch on. Yeah.
Sketches in the band.
It's like like doing it for Concha. It's like for her.
Okay.
So some of the services we provide are job coaching, and we provide in-house work, but we also are very focused on art and music and volunteering. It's really important for people that come to Achieve to give back to the community. Mm-hmm. And the artistic side, it's very important for folks to express themselves artistically, and we really recognize that at Achieve.
What is your title there, and what do you exactly do?
My title is training specialist, and what I do is I have a caseload of a number of participants, and we have individual program plans for each person that comes. Some people really are focused on working and making money. Other people are focused on activities and giving back to the community, and some people are focused on artistic expression. So it depends on the individual as to how we can best serve them.
And is there only one of your center, or do you have more scattered around the
Twins?
We have one main building, and we're located in Blaine. We serve probably a little over 190 people, and we have a staff of probably around 50 or thereabouts.
We do have staff.
So I don't have the numbers in front of me.
Gotcha. So, Joe, I want to ask you how you decided to put together a band. You did put this band together, right?
Yes, I did. I had been working at Achieve a number of years. Also, in my alternate life, I am also a professional musician, and I've played in numerous bands in the Twin Cities over the last a large number of years. And I just wanted to be able to provide the same experience for band experience and music experience for the folks that I worked with at Achieve that I was able to enjoy as a Twin Cities musician. So about a number of years ago, Achieve received a grant for buying a bunch of iPads. And we started with one iPad. And about the second day after we had the iPad, we realized that the GarageBand app was on it. And we decided that we were just going to start writing songs. And it kind of started from that. And it's progressed to 8 albums later. Here we are.
And how many people are in the band?
It varies in size. We started with about 6 or 7, but I like to open up the opportunity for a lot of different folks that come to Achieve. So in reality, we've had probably about 16 or 17 people actually write or record songs.
And did you kind of stumble on talented, you know, when they had that talent, or did they come to you and say, hey, I heard you're doing a band, I want to try it?
A little of both. I stumbled on some really good talent, I have to tell you that. And the folks that are in the band, they have such a unique perspective on the world and on their lives and on everything. And it was just fun when we started recording songs that those perspectives came out, and I wasn't expecting the I didn't know what to expect, I guess, and so it was very reassuring to me that these are really creative and were giving life experiences and funny anecdotes, and it was just such a pleasure to work with them.
So I wanted to hear one of your songs. I think this one is, I unfortunately only have Santa versus Coronavirus song. I would have loved to have some of the other Corona songs, but I just don't have those ones yet. So I have really gracious listeners, and I'm sure that they would forgive me for playing this after Christmas even. So I would like, can you talk a little bit about the song, who wrote it, and tell me about it?
Well, I should turn the mic over to Josh. He actually wrote this song.
Josh, tell me about this song, Josh.
What song?
Santa versus Coronavirus.
I wrote it because so that I could get over, to help me get over my fear of Santa Claus not coming during the coronavirus pandemic.
Oh, so, but... So the idea that you wrote it, how long did it take you?
It took me a couple minutes.
That's it?
It took me a few minutes to write it.
That's pretty quick. I think there's some songwriters that would pay to be able to have that gift of being able to write that quickly. So I'd like to hear this song, Santa versus Coronavirus. Consider that everyone's... Go ahead.
I've been sort of worried about Santa Claus not coming this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. And in March, it came here. Know that he is coming no matter what time. But don't you worry about him. He's going to be fine. Santa's coming during the COVID-19 pandemic. He'll be there Christmas Day. He'll be there no matter what. He will be on his way. I know that the pandemic has been a tough time, but don't worry, and soon you will see. Santa's gonna come during the coronavirus pandemic when he visits you and me. Santa's gonna come no matter what. He'll have his reindeer and his sleigh. Don't you worry about him, he'll be here Christmas Day. He will bring us presents, all for one and one for all. And there will be a Merry Christmas for all. Santa's coming during the COVID-19 pandemic, he'll be there Christmas Day. He'll be there no matter what, he will be on his way. I know that the pandemic has been a tough time, but don't worry, and soon you will see. Santa's gonna come during the coronavirus pandemic when he visits you and me. Santa's coming during the COVID-19 pandemic. He'll be there Christmas Day. He'll be there no matter what. He will be on his way. I know that the pandemic has been a tough time, but don't worry, and soon you will see. Santa's gonna come during the coronavirus pandemic when he visits you and me. Santa's gonna come during the coronavirus pandemic.
Ho, 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 ho.
When he visits you and me.
Santa versus coronavirus. Excellent. Josh, was that you singing?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Did anybody actually play instruments on this, or was this all done via iPad?
I played a number of the instruments. Well, I played all the instruments on that song.
Wow.
I've done quite a bit of recording over the past number of years, and I'm really happy to be able to bring that experience to Achieve, where I work, and be able to help these folks write songs and present them in a way that's very commercially viable.
Cool. Well, good for you. So did that help did that help take care of the fear, Josh?
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. I don't know about you, but Santa visited me this year, so it's all good. So can you tell us, the name of the band is Dance at Your Own Risk. Tell me about how you came up with that.
What did you say?
The band name Dance at Your Own Risk. Who came up with it?
Me.
Did you really?
Wow.
Good job, man.
How did you come up with that?
I think I actually suggested the name after we were recording our first album. There was a song called Overkick, and it is a song about professional wrestling. Uh-huh. And the person who wrote that song had an accompanying dance that was kind of wild. And I said, oh, dance at your own risk. And it kind of just stuck as a band name. I thought it was kind of fitting for who we were as a band.
And you have another bandmate that often apparently performs but didn't join you tonight.
Correct. Matt is unfortunately not here tonight, but he was one of the, or he continues to be a member of the band and was one of the founding members. In fact, he wrote the first song that we ever recorded.
So he writes songs too. Mm-hmm. And do you guys each, when you write songs, do you decide what the melodies are, or Joe, do you help them with that?
Well, with most of the time, the writers decide the melody and how they're going to sing it and kind of how they want the song to feel.
Uh-huh.
And depending on what tools we're using at the time, kind of determines how the song turns out. Josh sings and writes all of his melodies and lyrics.
Like, I do it.
Nice. And so you are kind of like the producer then.
Yes. So. I get to
get all the stuff and you kind of put it together.
Correct. that's my role in the band, is assembling and kind of being the producer and I guess also the executive producer. I make some decisions that affect the how songs sound and things like that. So I am the producer, yes.
And apparently the instrument player. All right.
We do actually play our own instruments for a number of the songs.
Oh, I can name one of those songs.
What's that?
It's Dance at Your Own Risk.
Yep, Dance at Your Own Risk.
And now, like, is that an actual song or just that is?
We did that one a while ago. It's the song we just made it up.
Ah, excellent.
Yeah, it's a ton of a lot of work.
Yep, yeah. It's the middle of our band and it's kind of who we are, right? We're the Dance at Your Own Risk band.
Talk to me about the Achieve Clean song. How did that come about?
We better let Josh handle that question.
Go for it, Josh.
What?
The Achieve Clean song. How did that come about?
Because of the slogan, Wash with a Cause.
Wash with a Cause. So how did they ask you to do it? How did this happen?
I got suggested to write a jingle about it.
And did the jingle, who used the jingle? Your company?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The company does use it as a jingle for laundry detergent that we sell from Achieve.
Oh, cool. That's cool. All right, so I would like to hear that. Let's hear the Achieve Clean jingle.
You like to do the laundry, but it gets also spoiled from dirt and makeup, blood and toothpaste, food and also oil. Achieve Clean Laundry Detergent is here to save the day. It gets the laundry oh so clean, so you can go and play. Achieve Clean, Achieve Clean, Achieve Clean. Wash with the cause.
Cool. So did that get to go on radio or anywhere, like public?
Yeah.
Really? Uh-huh.
Takes a lot.
It is on our website, and it accompanies. Well, it's a great sales pitch. Josh is an incredibly good writer. And I don't even know how long it took him to write that.
Okay, Josh, how long?
It took me a couple seconds.
A few seconds. A couple seconds. Well, the next time I want something written for me, Josh, I might be looking you up. You guys, you have 8 albums that are out now. I presume not all of you are in all 8?
We did 8 albums.
Are you in all 8, Brian?
Yes. I think so. I think Brian has been on. Yep.
Cool. And is there... I mean, tell me about the different ones. One of you, I don't care which one wants to do it.
It's Dance at Your Own Risk.
Yeah, Dance at Your Own Risk is your band name. So are the albums different styles, or are they all kind of one type of style?
Yes.
They're all of the songs are...
All of the
different styles, yeah. I would say. It kind of depends on the song and the mood of the song and how the song was made. Some songs were made by a single writer, but we also have written songs as a band, and we also have played live as a band, and using iPads, we can actually play 4 people together as a band. So some songs have been written that way. Our first album was self-titled Dance at Your Own Risk. And then since that time, we've had, like I said, 8 different albums. We wrote we have an album called Rockstar that was next. And that kind of encapsulated how we felt about ourselves. We were rock stars. Mm-hmm. And our third album, we worked on collaborating with Bridges, which is a high school in Andover, and we had some students that have disabilities also write songs, and we performed a concert at the Anoka Theater and released an album, which was really fun. And then we put out one of our first holiday albums called The Holiday Collection, and that has some of the first covers that we did, which were Christmas songs, but also some original Christmas songs in that. And then the 5th album that we did was titled Changing Attitudes. And that was really important for me to put that one out, because I really feel like through music and through artistic expression, we've really, really changed a lot of attitudes as to how people feel about their fellow people and how folks feel about people with disabilities. And we really are trying to foster a positive change of attitudes of how people with disabilities are perceived. The songs that we've written are so indicative of how people feel, and they're so universal to the human experience that I really felt strongly about titling the album Changing Attitudes. And in fact, the Changing Attitudes album, that was our most commercially successful album. And we had, I don't know if you're going to get to it later, but Josh wrote a very important song on that album. And then our 6th album, we released an album called Merry Christmas from Achieve Services. And that was a title suggested by Josh. And that has a lot of original.
I coined the title.
You did coin the title.
Excellent.
And that has probably, I'd have to estimate, but probably 11 or 12 original Christmas songs on it. And they are so good. If you ever have a chance to visit Dance at Your Own Risk on Spotify or YouTube, mm-hmm. you should check out some of these great songs by these great songwriters, because they have such an interesting perspective and take on things that you might think are kind of ordinary, but they take on a whole new meaning when there's a really cool song written about it. And then the second to last album was called Anoka County, and that also was coined by Josh. It was
suggested by me.
Yes, and suggested by you. And it features a number of songs about a number of different places in Anoka County. Very much suggested by Josh. Josh wrote a lot of songs on that album. And then our last album, which we heard the Santa versus Coronavirus song from, which is called Happy Holidays from Achieve Services. And
2020.
Sorry, Josh, I forgot that part. So we've written, oh my gosh, probably 80, 90 songs. And in fact, my inbox and my email at Achieve has 30 songs that Josh has recorded in the last 2 weeks that he sent me. And unfortunately, Josh, I have to apologize, I haven't heard them all yet, but I'm getting through them. But that's how prolific Josh is. And so when he says he wrote it in a couple minutes, my guess is he's probably pretty accurate on his time frame there. He's very, very prolific.
Cool. Josh, do you have a favorite album that you guys have put out? What would you say is your favorite?
I don't have a favorite. I like all the albums.
All of them. Well, that's called not playing favorites. What an excellent musician you are. But Brian, do you have a favorite?
Me?
Yes, you. Since you've been on all of them.
That's Your Own Risk.
You like the first one? Is that the first one?
Yes.
Ah, because that did that kind of make you feel like that was successful, that you were able to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's part of, we just made it up.
Yeah.
That was, we just made it up.
Excellent. And Joe, as a producer, what would be your favorite?
Oh my gosh. Well, I think I'm kind of with Josh on that.
He just made them.
I play all of the albums, and I like the progression that the band has taken. We've, you know, started very small, and we've incorporated a lot of different things over the years and over the 8 albums. And I feel like as a body of work, it's really, I can't say that I have a favorite. I think it's all.
Oh my gosh, you're spoiling my fun here.
I do enjoy the Santa versus Coronavirus song, though. And that is currently my favorite song that we've done.
Josh, do you at least have a favorite song?
Mm-hmm.
What is the favorite song?
I don't know.
You don't know? You've written a lot of them. You must have one that you're like super proud of.
I know it's his song.
What?
I'll give him a hint.
Give him a hint.
Danger, Your Own Risk.
Ah, that's his favorite, you think?
Yeah.
That's your favorite, apparently.
No, I haven't written it yet.
Oh, you haven't written it yet. Okay. All right. Well, we will stay tuned. We'll look forward to hearing that then.
I have a feeling I'm going to have that song in my inbox by tomorrow.
So I want to talk about the North Star song. Tell me about how that one came about.
Because I've been wanting Mom to take me on the North Star train for one time with me, Jordan, Lexi, and Gigi.
Okay.
What?
But she kind of refused to do so.
Uh-oh, pressure. Okay. And so you wrote a song about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm almost afraid to ask you how long it took you to write this.
It took me a half an hour.
All right. All right. Now we're talking. Okay. Half hour.
I think.
Joe, you guys got some recognition with this song, right? Do you want to talk about that?
Yes. We wrote the North Star song, or Josh wrote the North Star song, and I thought it would be kind of fun to have it in, since it's about a Minnesota rail line, that it should kind of have a Minnesota feel. So we went with a polka feel for it, and we sent it, well, actually, we had it out on the internet, and we were contacted by Metro Transit. And apparently it had made it through into their email system, and they were passing it around between employees.
Cool.
And they thought it was really a good song, which it is. And when we had our album CD release party for Changing Attitudes, the North Star song is the title or the first track on that album. The director of Metro Transit's North Star line came to our CD release party, and he made all the band members honorary engineers.
Aww.
Gave them all hats and hung around for the party, and it was really fun. And the song got some recognition in the newspaper and by Metro Transit and on their newsletter and things like that. So we really had a fun time with that. And Josh got to ride the North Star from Anoka to Fridley, I think, that day, or one of the days.
Oh, you finally got to ride it, Josh?
Mm-hmm.
Was it as grand as you'd hoped?
Yeah.
Good, good. Well, I'd like to hear your work. I want to hear about the North Star.
I like the North Star train.
Okay. Well, I'd like to hear the song. So Annie will put it on for us.
Do it.
I love to ride the North Star. I like it a lot. I love it every day, and that's what I got. I rode it 8 years ago with Grandma and you. It was opening day, and I said that too. We could take it anywhere we really want to go. We could ride it to town and back, you know. I quickly became immersed in it in 2009, and you know that feels oh so fine. I love the North Star, I love it so, and we could ride it anytime, anytime, you know. I love the North Star, I love it too. And we could ride it sometime, someday this year. Me and the kids and you. You know the train is awesome, but you refuse to commit. You know I love the train so much that we should ride in it. You know, I can't help but wonder why I can't help but think of it. And you know, I really like it. I like it one little bit. I love the North Star. I love it so. And we could ride it anytime, anytime, you know. The North Star, I love it too, and we could ride it sometime, someday this year, me and the kids and you. I love that train a lot, I love it so much, I love everything in it.
everything and such. I could take it anywhere I really want to go. Love that train a lot. I love it so. I love the North Star. I love it so. We could ride it anytime, anytime, you know. I love the North Star. I love it too. And we could ride it sometime, someday this year. Me and the kids and you. Me and the kids and you. Me and the kids and you. Me and the kids and you.
What a great song. Who's singing the harmonies on that?
That was me.
Ah, you do get on once in a while, huh?
Yeah, I get on a little bit, yes.
I forgot to tell everyone, this is Disability and Progress, and this is KFI.
I want to sing the harmony, too.
Ah, excellent. And we're tuned to KFI.org, and we're speaking with Josh, Brian, and Joe, and they're talking about Dance at Your Own Risk, the band. And we just heard I Like the North Star, or North Star. What do you call it exactly?
We call it I Love the North Star.
I Love the North Star.
Why do we do my song first?
I'm sorry, Brian?
Why do we do Dance at Your Own Risk?
Dance at, I don't have that one.
I think Brian might be talking about a song that he has worked on. He has a couple songs off the first album, and I'm hoping that maybe I sent you one of those. There's a song called You Rock, which is a song that Brian wrote, and he also has written some songs. Let's see. He's on a lot of the other albums. I probably didn't send you enough songs with the wide variety of songs that we have done and the number of folks that we've had record. So I apologize for that, but Brian is an active member of the band, and he is probably the greatest bandmate you could have. He is such a cheerleader, and he is the first guy to cheer on his bandmates. Aww. And when we play live as a band and we use 4 iPads together, Brian is the drummer.
Oh, so. Really? Cool. So you like drumming, Brian?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, excellent. I want to talk a little bit about the changing attitudes, and that you mentioned that that was kind of a general theme. You seem like that was a title that you were really proud of. And I remember you telling me in an email that that was kind of the theme of your live shows. So tell me a little bit about what that means to you.
Well, I really feel as though changing attitudes is really the central theme of the band and artistic expression for everybody. I think that folks with disabilities should be able to have their voices heard, and I feel really strongly and really proud of the fact that we're producing music that people are listening to, and people actually listen to songs and view artwork differently than, like, if they're maybe in normal conversation with somebody. Like, a song really can hit you in a certain spot, mm-hmm. and you can say, oh my gosh, that song, that guy is, I totally get where that guy is coming from. Whereas without maybe getting the,
like, Chong, like me,
it really can be, I think, super important for folks to listen to these songs. And I do feel like it changes attitudes.
Yeah.
So I know you guys haven't really been able to perform during the pandemic, but before that, how often did you perform?
We would perform maybe a couple times a year, 2 to 3 times a year. We would have a yearly concert at Northtown Mall over the holiday season. And then my good friend Tim Martin is the band director at Washburn High School. Mm-hmm. And they've invited us down a number of times in December to give a concert there. And that has really, really been important. We've had so much fun going to Washburn High School. And I feel like that is where the central theme of changing attitudes is incredibly important, because here are a bunch of guys that come in and nobody knows who we are, and we play our music, and all of a sudden people are like, oh my gosh, you know, this is really fun stuff, and you guys are really talented musicians, and you really have a lot to say. And it's been so much fun. In fact, the last concert that we played at Washburn, which was unfortunately December 2019, I think that's the last concert that we actually gave, the students at Washburn actually jammed along with the members of Dance at Your Own Risk when we were playing songs. And it was such an inclusive experience. Everybody was enjoying themselves and everybody was participating and making music together. And it was like, I can't even describe it. It was just magical. And I really felt like we had achieved our, you know, part of that goal of changing attitudes.
So Josh, you still with me?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know something. When you perform, what is, if you could pick one thing, how do you want people to see you? Like, what do you want them to believe about you when you perform?
I like them to believe me as a musician.
That you are a good musician.
Yeah, but I've been wanting to be I've been wanting to be instrumental on a solo career for quite some time.
Well, you might be able to do it if you keep this up. You've got a lot of
me. I like doing it. I've done doing it. It's like doing it at the same time.
You like doing things at the same time. You like performing with the whole band.
Good.
Yeah. Does that make you feel really proud?
I like doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm incredibly proud of the band. I know that he has been so, like I said, he's the biggest cheerleader in the band, that when somebody sings a song or performs a song, Brian is always the first person to say that they did a great job and to give him encouragement.
It's like getting
a supportive band member. I mean,
yeah,
you have a guy like that in the band.
And that is really important.
It's like,
how can people get your music?
Well, we're available on all the streaming services. We're on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, Amazon Music, we also have physical copies of our music on CD, and that's available through Achieve Services in Blaine. That's maybe a little more difficult to get at this time, so we're easily accessible on the internet, and we really appreciate everybody's support, but I would really like to encourage folks who are listening to your show to just check out these great, great songwriters. You can do it on YouTube for free. You can check out, I think all of our albums are on our YouTube channel, which is titled Dance at Your Own Risk. And you can peruse a wide variety of songs about various topics, from heart-wrenching to heartfelt to funny to serious. The mood of the band just depends on whatever song that we're performing or that you're listening to at the time. The experiences and the subject matter that the folks in the band have written about, it's just incredible. I really encourage people to give the band a listen to. simply because it's something unique and you're not going to maybe get the same perspective on your world as you would get when you would listen to songs by Dance at Your Own Risk.
The polka sound on the I Love the North Star did not go unnoticed. I'm wondering, how do you decide what types of instruments you're going to use on each song as a producer?
Well, it depends on the song. Sometimes, a lot of times the songwriter has a suggestion as to what they kind of want it to sound like, and I go with that. And sometimes I get a feeling as to what the song should sound like. And sometimes we actually play live as a band with four iPads together and create the song together. So it kind of depends on the mood of the song and how the songwriter feels about the song. And I know that Josh has been very specific about how he wants his songs to sound.
For me.
And
me.
Brian, you like your songs a certain way also. In fact, the songs that you...
Most of the time, we like the iPad together.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is very important, and it's very important to play the iPads together as a team. It's really been an incredible team sport. And, you know, like I was saying earlier in the show, it was really important for me to provide the full musician experience to foster that for the folks in this band, because working as part of a team and something as a part of something that's bigger than yourself is really an incredible experience. And to be able to help folks get that same feeling for music that I get was really important to me. And I feel like I've been somewhat successful at that. I think the folks in the band have really enjoyed being in the band.
What do you want for the future of Dance at Your Own Risk?
Well, for me, I would certainly like to continue to write great songs. I would like to expand. I would like to get more people involved. Right now, during the pandemic, at Achieve Services, we're limited to the amount of people that we can serve. So we're not serving all the people that we were before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. But I would really like to encourage other folks to get involved with the music that we're doing. I host a Zoom meeting 3 times a week where we have kind of an online karaoke party. And I just want people to experience music as the fun and, expressive thing that it really is. And I've really had fun hosting these online karaoke sessions. I know that both Josh and Brian have been joining those every week, and it's been a ton of fun. But I've also been getting some other folks that haven't contacted me before that they would like to be interested in the Dance at Your Own Risk project. And I'm really happy to try and help those folks too with their musical endeavors. So I would like to expand the program is basically the short answer there.
So Josh, do you have a favorite artist that isn't in this band? Who is your favorite artist outside of this band that you would sing with if you could?
I don't know.
Exactly, Brian.
It's what?
Did you say it would be Brian? Yes, I think that's who Josh wants to perform with the most, is Brian.
An excellent answer, Brian. There's one last song I'd like to have people hear, and this is a very different song than when I was listening to your stuff that I was expecting. I think it's called Dare Jam Band, is that right?
Yes.
And tell me about this song.
Well, this is a song that we created live, and we're playing 4 iPads together. So I mentioned earlier that we are trying to use different tools. I'm trying to incorporate different tools to help folks be as expressive and independent in their music creation as they can. So the jam band song is 4 iPads synced together, and we're playing as a band live.
This sounds pretty cool. Let's take a listen.
And we think that
That was a quick, interesting end there. Thank you so much. And Dare Jam Band. That's cool. What is that off of? What album?
That is off of, I think it's called, the album that that's off of is called Music Soda. And it's a collaborative album that we put out with the Bridges High School in Andover. I think Brian plays the drums on that, or on the iPad he plays the drums.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit about that song is that the four iPads are set up so that it's like a band. One person plays the drums, one person plays the bass, one person plays the rhythm instrument, and one person plays the lead instrument. And we try and vary that up at times, but Brian is very rock solid as the drummer, and he really enjoys being the drummer in the band when we play live with the iPads.
Nice job, Brian. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming on. This has been fun, and I really enjoyed learning about you guys, and I wish you the best of luck, and don't worry, this pandemic too shall end, and you'll be out performing again.
Well, thank you so much for having us and letting us tell our story. It's really important to get the word out as to who we are as a band and what we're trying to do. And we really appreciate your show and the ability to be on your show.
Dance at Your Own Risk. You can find them on Spotify and YouTube, right?
Correct.
Excellent. And do you have contact info if people want to contact you?
Yes, you can look us up at achieveservices.org, and we have a dedicated page on our website, and Dance at Your Own Risk.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much, Sam.
This has been Disability and Progress. The views expressed on the show are not necessarily those of KFAI or its board of directors. My name is Sam. I've been the host of this show. Annie Harview is my engineer. Thank you, Annie. Charlene Dahl is my research woman.
Yeah. Thank you,
Charlene. We've been speaking with Brian Chung, Josh Larson, and Joe Lascota. And they were talking about their work at Achieve Services and about their band Dance at Your Own Risk. This is KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and KFAI.org. Please catch us on our podcast, and you can find that on our page. Fresh Fruit is up next. Thanks for listening. Good night.
Dot, dot.